The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray by himself, and he spent the night in prayer with God. When the day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12 whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He came down with them from the mountain and stood on a stretch of level ground, and a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all of Judea, Jerusalem, and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. And everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him, and he healed all of them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel comes from chapter 6 in the book of Luke. And there's a piece today and tomorrow that fit together in chapter 6. This is just half the story. The completion of it happens in tomorrow's gospel, so watch for that tomorrow. Jesus goes to the mountain. You know, in the Hebrew tradition, even though he's a Gentile, he honors the Hebrew tradition that God communes on the mountain. Remember chapter 5 in the Gospel of Matthew? Jesus went up on the mountain, he sat down, he began to teach his disciples. He taught them on the mountain in the Jewish gospel. Here, he goes to the mountain to commune with God. And after he has communed with God, he comes down, he chooses the 12. Now, the 12 are interesting. This is the kind of a gospel today, anyway, that doesn't tell you what you are to do, but gives you an insight into our belief. He comes down from the mountain, he chooses the 12. Now, the 12 is very important. It establishes certain things theologically. One is that he claims the authority to choose the 12, meaning it's a reflection of the 12 tribes of Israel, the people of God. Therefore, he builds a nexus, a connection between the people of Israel and the new Israel in the 12 apostles. So first of all, it establishes divine authority of Jesus in choosing the 12, just as the God of the Israelites chose the 12 tribes in the Old Testament. The 12 are interesting because they appear in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but and by the way, they're also mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles, which was written by Luke. And the four times they're mentioned, they're never all the same. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the first, the early ones, are consistent in the groups named. But when you get down to the last part, they're all different. Not one of them is the same as the other, which tells, you know, when the early, very early church was remembering this teaching of Jesus, when they got down to the last part of the disciples, they didn't remember exactly who they were, so their variance is there. The 12 are very important. Now, some scholars will believe this is the founding of the church. Others will believe it's next Sunday's gospel, the founding of the church, where Jesus says to Peter, "You are the rock, on this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." That's next Sunday's gospel. Others will say, no, no. The beginning of the church was Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Well, we can talk that way through, but here we have the establishment of the 12. 12 is very important. Now, how important is it? Well, John doesn't give them any attention. Actually, he mentions the 12 four times in the Gospel of John, but he never names the 12. Now, that's important because John's Gospel comes very late, about the year 85, the last of the Gospels. By then, it would appear that the identity of the 12 is not as critical as it was earlier. They mentioned the Acts of the Apostles, and the 12 is important to Luke because in the Acts of the Apostles, you might remember, since Judas dropped out, they needed to fill out the 12. So they drew lots, and Matthias was elected, and they filled the 12. So the 12 becomes very, very important. That's the foundation of our community, which in some ways we have to believe that each and every one of us is called by God in a vocation which is unique to each person. Each and every one of us has a vocation, and we are called and anointed and sent to live out a certain vocation in life. Now you'll see tomorrow, remember the continuation of this gospel here, that we have what's called the Sermon on the Plain. Matthew has a Sermon on the Mount, Luke, Gentile, Sermon on the Plain. So he comes down from the mountain, and now he has chosen the 12, and now he tells them how to live. And that's the Sermon on the Plain. Now, it's a reflection of Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, although Matthew's one has three chapters, 109 verses, very long in Matthew. In Luke, 30 verses, very short, but a reflection. Blessed are you who are poor, blessed are the merciful. This appears in Luke, and you'll get it in tomorrow's gospel. So what we have today is the preamble to the Sermon on the Plain, which comes up tomorrow. So today, it's a teaching about the establishment of the 12 tribes of Israel in the persons of the 12 apostles, the new Israel, meant by divine providence, established by Jesus, who asserts his divine authority in appointing these 12. Now, why did he choose these 12? They're massively imperfect. They will all abandon him. I mean, they'll show all sorts of crisis in their lives, but still they were chosen, even how imperfect they were. And I've often thought they were chosen not because of their imperfections, not in spite of their imperfections, but because of their imperfections, because the power of Jesus Christ shines through our imperfections, not our perfections. Well, that's enough, but it'll set up tomorrow's gospel. So listen to tomorrow's gospel, the Sermon on the Plain. Blessed are you who are poor. It's quite different, actually, than Matthew. Matthew has said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Luke is much more directional. He said, blessed are you who are poor. And what he's telling them is, this is the way you are to live. You are to live the manner in which I live. And to become apostles, you will have to image me in the manner in which you live. So listen to this tomorrow. That's about all you need for today to establish this section, chapter 6, in the Gospel of Luke. I hope that this explanation is helpful. I'm inclined to have great respect for the people to whom I speak and say biblical study and understanding the scriptures is very, very important. We pause now for a moment of prayer.